Hello. This notice is in regards to your audition piece as host of the Elephas Hour podcast. Our entry box is currently closed, and no further submissions will be reviewed. Results...
Hello. Welcome back. This is Following Flow, Hit Net Show, courtesy of Foyer Maid Productions. I am Flo, your host. And we're here in the littlest pink stage to have a farewell. This is the final episode to be created, or at least with me, to my knowledge. Because I may have some potential opportunities that hopefully will present themselves soon. Probably won't allow me to keep doing this as well. So this is very, very bittersweet. I've enjoyed talking the real talk with you all, hearing from our comment boxes, and this week, I had the idea to do something a little different. I thought I could take you guys on a virtual tour back to where I started, back to where we had our first episode. Not in here, though I've always loved the acoustics. So I'm going to be taking this mic and our sound cam. And have a leisurely walk describing the journey from Sploo to...
This message is in regards to...
Yeah, ignore that. They've sent me tons of those things. Just say they got it, so... Whoops. So, we're out of our little space, deeper into Firemate Studios. Okay, well, maybe offices,
but... Lighter ones, but...
Sorry.
Oh, was it filming?
Hi!
Well, they can hear you, they can't...
I can subscribe!
Okay. So this whole office, where we are, is where the crafty edits happen. My desk is somewhere down this row. Hi.
I grab a little room.
Behind this door. Little closet area. But it was this or the savannah of cubicles.
Hey.
And for those of you that asked, I do get to put some input on the edits. It didn't used to be that way, especially on the first episodes. Don't know if you caught that.
Hey.
Glenn? This is Glenn, our props master.
Hey.
Did I leave something in my office?
The team's just clearing it out. You're leaving, right?
Yes.
Just for more production space. Hey guys. I know I said the elevator, but some of you could take the stairs.
Oh. Kidding. Is that all from the studio? I'm not finished. I'm doing the last episode right now. So could we move this stuff back?
Bruce said we could start as soon as possible, so everybody could get got here early.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen some of the... Hey, Denisha? Well, if Grusin says, I'll just get out of your way. So, the moving out process has started earlier than I thought it would. I guess our producer, Walt Grusin, called it in and did not tell me, which is unfortunate, but it's a process. I'm the creative, he's the business person that got me picked up and noticed on the net. Thanks, Bob Grusin. But guys, don't worry about it. I'll just call him up later so you don't have to. Kidding. Of course I'd never name drop him here, that'd be too petty. His name is in the credits.
First floor.
Here we are. Here's our lobby. Which I'm realizing I might be seeing for the last time. I mean, second last time. And that's with the hope there's still some stuff to retrieve. But it's a nice lobby. Warm walls. Free telephone in the middle of the floor, and... Let's see. There's a model of the fireplace that the original founders sat around when they got the idea to start... Foyer Maid Productions. Even though it was in a hotel and they gotten a manager mad, and... There's a half-melted cauldron. They never put that in the press release. Hey, Lily. This is Lily, our receptionist. Are you filming? I'm doing my last episode here. You want to be on? Is there anything you want to say?
I'm watching this video that's got sent to management.
Did you know they're sending stuff like this to the networks?
What do you mean?
Well, word is that most of the broadcasting stations would probably spice up relations with investors from above us. So they're considering making it mandatory to show at least a few programs from You know what I'm... Yeah. Above Spoo.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder if that Elephas thing everybody's been talking about has got something to do with it. Well, you know, I bet it's that history guy, the one with the big beard yelling about... Oh, all sorts of things. He's still talking. Well, he's been still talking since the 80s. I wonder what he's thinking.
Well,
but you know who'd have an opinion. A really good one. That handsome presenter down the street beating Ben Thorpe.
You know, I've just, should probably...
We've crossed paths not too long ago, you know, and he was a complete...
I don't know if we're gonna keep all of that conversation, but Lily likes to talk. Problem with that is that we've got somewhere to be today. Now we're going to the tram station outside, and the light rigs above us are brighter right at noon. They say the whole cycle's based on the sun, but I don't really see the sun reducing its glare in a snap. If it does, don't at me in the comments.
Volcanics for smarter energy! Volcanics for smarter energy!
Ah, great, the energy savers hurt me.
Hey, would you like a flyer?
Free flyers!
There's a way for better lighting that doesn't cost as much. Physically or environmentally.
Miss, you want to learn about the potentials for smarter lighting? Instead of manufacturing fuels from the...
No, thank you, I'll just...
It's 95% possible, effective, and proven. On the graph, it's...
Sorry, I've got to go.
Well, if you change your mind, we'll be here. The old lights won't.
Sure.
Volcanics for better energy!
Volcanics for better energy!
They're kind of pushy, but they're not so bad. And I'm just talking about those guys, not Volcanics in general. I actually worked... Just cut this.
Take a flyer, learn more!
This is Slim. Resident slinker of the streets.
Can't help it. No legs. No arms.
Any job offers today?
Nothing I'd want to move fast enough for. Thought about being a shaved ice vendor so I don't have to move, but I'd have to pull the cart around.
Well, you could tie it off somewhere.
No hands.
Well, if you get one, I'll help.
Maybe next week.
Then it's a deal.
Get one from the junkyard. Should be there. Then, where will you be?
I don't know. But I do have to go now.
And after a stop at the last crossing, there'll be a stop at Lowry. Easy card.
Okay, thank you. If I haven't already said where we're going, it's Lowry. Yep. That crazy one-man town that's equal parts mysterious and fairly pointless. At first sight, but... Where's our tram?
Please keep a safe distance from the rails. The next tram will arrive shortly.
Do they call them zap rails for the speed they've got, or just if you touch them, they zap your insides to jelly? Comment below.
The doors are now opening.
Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Excuse me.
The doors are now closing.
Excuse me, are you...
Thought I heard something. Guess it'll be a little awkward filming with passengers right across from me. I'll bring it back in a second. Well, I just didn't think it'd be today. I mean, maybe during... We're hurrying. You're hurrying? I thought I had a week. I'm out here shooting the raw footage, so am I supposed to piece it together when I come back? What do you mean, don't bother coming back? Well? No, I'm not filming right now.
Now passing the Riverway Lunar.
Yeah, main hydropower source. Right under this bridge. You can see the minerals shining at the surface. They did build a whole neighborhood beside it. When you get a bit away from the city, then you remember all this is here too. All under the surface. All this is still Spoo. There's so much I don't think I've seen. I mean, all the episodes we did were in that pink studio, I don't think we left. Well, that's not completely true. But you guys weren't missing anything, right? I mean, you didn't mind. I didn't have to go anywhere. I think it worked.
The doors are now opening.
Okay, we're here. Hold your breath, and we got a dark, huge platform all to ourselves. Hello? There's a little ticket booth back here. And the attendant's either invisible or a light bulb. But no surprise fee either, so all pans out. And to our right, covered in such echoey tile, our tunnel to Lowry. I remember this part, well, coming from it, but I was really young and I wanted to try this with a coin. Throw it against... The fact is, I remember staying in Lowry, and there was three other people here. It wasn't a ghost town. A few days I was there, it was a relative that knew the place, knew Sploo. I had a video camera, and the footage in my first episode was by me, by accident. I wasn't thinking about making an actual show, just a putrid, crazy-sounding place with... I saw my first faux canid in Lowry, too. Maybe that was the ticket seller. Don't know. But see, light from Lowry shining into the tunnel behind us, and vice versa. It didn't matter how grown up I thought I was, it was terrifying. 15. I was 15. And here's Lowry. Look like everything you heard. If you were above, this is what you'd consider to be a suburb or model town. Not a chip in the asphalt. No dust on the buildings. Painted skies a little faded. Like I said, too clean to be a ghost town. And I want to see the garden. The older gentleman taking care of it. Mr. Claude Sprinkle. Designated caretaker as promised to its founder a long time ago.
Oh, I didn't hear. Oh. You wouldn't be Flo.
Yes, it's me.
Well, I'll be pickled thrice. You're Cypher Sore Eyes. Still got the old camera with you?
It's a new one. Mr. Sprinkle, are you busy?
Well, I'm pampering the geraniums. But don't you think I'm too busy? All the way from Sploo. Just to see me?
I'd like to ask you some questions. Okay, so I know I'm not from Sploo, and I'm not from here. I came down with a relative.
From Baltimore, Maryland. Big city up there.
Right.
I knew you were coming down here. New York kid knows what's down here. And under all the roads and buildings and dirts, it's a whole other world. Well, not exactly here. My friend tried to do that. But he got his ambitions mixed up. And nobody believed him anyway. I'm just keeping house, even if it's a lonely job.
No one else ever came?
No, hardly.
Do you hear any music anywhere?
I don't believe so.
Well, there's a whole paying for music royalties thing.
That's right, on your show. You've got a show.
I'm wrapping it up now. This is our last episode.
Why is it the last?
Well, there's something else I might be doing. There's a podcast I auditioned to be the host of, and I don't really want to juggle both jobs, and neither did my boss.
But I thought you came up with it.
Well, the first video I shot here was just for fun, but a showrunner saw it, and I just came along. Quickly got out of my hands. I didn't want to be left out. Couldn't mess up my first shot at a life down here, right?
That's what you thought at 15?
I thought it's a lot better down here than up there. Even Lowry, no offense. And you're like a mentor to me, telling me what I needed to know, and I guess if the podcast doesn't pick up, I could stay here.
Oh, don't doubt yourself now. Having a visitor's the best part of this day. You've still got plans. This place will run with one.
I could see how it could work with more people, I guess, coming down. How did I get down here anyway? I knew Uncle Cassidy knew about some way.
Oh, Cassidy's such a little know-it-all. Can't recall. Say, why don't we take some steps off this porch and look around, see if you remember it all? I don't really prep the stores anymore, but I do like to shine up the outside with the windows, and the grime gets on the walls. I like to get like a little bit cleaner and then, you know, just try to shine it up.
Let's go the other way. Just want to know how I got down here in the first place. Technically, there's transports where you can go above in this blue. But there's nothing down here. I don't know why I'm so hung up on this. I came here to show you where I started, and I guess we can't go further back. We end here. It has to, right? Eventually, some things have an endpoint, even if it's closer than you planned it to be. It's just back to blue. New thing. It's not a bad place to be, considering where I came from, and you guys don't... What? Did you guys see this? Biggest manhole cover I've ever seen. With some switches. Oh, I do not remember this at all. This needs two hands. Set you guys down right here.
Did lose you.
What's down the ladder?
You interested in sewers?
A little too clean to be sewers. Wait a minute. So, there was a way I could have gotten down into Lowry through a tunnel that the Founder had made. But I didn't think... But that explains so much. It was open when I went down. Is it still open? I guess we won't know. Sorry to tease you. Now we're heading back for the end here.
The doors are now opening.
It's just...
Excuse me.
I don't know where to direct you guys now. This really is...
Excuse me, miss. Are you Flo?
Another Flo Kanan? Guess I'm Flo.
I saw you at the station earlier and tried to catch up. My name's Fajilt.
We met?
We both auditioned for the Elephas Hour, correct?
I'm sorry, how do you know that?
Oh, I got this message on my phone. Maybe you didn't.
I don't know if I... Oh, I did.
On behalf of the Elephas Hour, we are pleased to inform you that you've been offered the position of co-host of the Elephas Hour podcast.
So that means
I think it may be we. Pleased to meet you.
Same to you.
Fajelt and Flo. Coming to the Elephas Hour.